From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas had a couple of cool things this year.
Yeah.
One is the face photoshopper. I don't know what to call it. It's a thing you wipe over your face and it like spits makeup over your blemishes.
And wrinkles?
Yeah, I don't think the wrinkles, no.
Okay.
But
it just smooths you out and
yeah, it's not
makes
available
you look younger.
Yet. Yeah. No, it works. I saw it on YouTube.
I gotta get me one of those.
Yeah, it's not available yet. Procter & Gamble is the company behind this.
Well, we know that I want my own photoshopper.
Yeah, well, this is the way to get
whatever.
It. This is the way to get it.
Nice.
You
know,
like, just go this. And apparently this stuff doesn't, the makeup doesn't wash off. You don't use very little. I mean, it gives the precise amount of pigmentation for your skin.
I'm going to start saving now.
Yeah.
You got any change?
No.
Oh.
Got none.
Okay.
I'm negative $225 in my bank account. That's $100, not $2.25. also at the CES, they have this laundry folder. It's a big thing. It's like the size of a mini refrigerator. And you slide your clothes onto the pallet. It takes it into the machine and spits out folded clothes down below. But I mean, who's gonna have that?
I wonder if it is KonMari approved.
KonMari? No. I looked at that on YouTube, and no, it just folds shirts like we always fold shirts, like over and over, and boom, done.
And I guess you'd have to fold it in half and make a rectangle.
I know, because they don't stand up on their time. We'll have to talk about that some other time. All right, it's time for the news today. What's going on?
Well, Sunday night at the Critics' Choice Awards, there was something missing from the red carpet.
What could have been missing?
The Fiji Water Girl. Last week at the Golden Globes, a woman dressed in a solid blue gown photobombed nearly every celeb on the red carpet.
I couldn't believe they got away with that. I could not believe they got away with that. I'm sure the Globes had something to say to Fiji. Well, they were a sponsor, so did they say.
Right.
You know, they can't go to them and go like, you can't do that.
Yes, they
but
can.
But thank you for the $1 million and the free water.
That's right.
You know? Or however much it was.
So she'd be holding a tray of Fiji bottled water
and
somehow slipped into most photographs.
Well, did you see some of them? Because she was like looking, like she'd be behind him photobombing him, and the expression on her face was priceless for every celeb. That it was a little different. Not an accident. Meant to be.
Well, she instantly became known on social media as the Fiji Water Girl.
Yeah.
So she was at the Critics' Choice red carpet with a couple of helpers dressed in the same blue gowns, making certain the celebs were well hydrated with Fiji water.
Sure.
But no photobombs have appeared from this week's awards.
Wow. Backfired there, Fiji.
What the heck? Maybe people airbrushed them out or photoshopped them out.
No, I doubt it. I think they just got smart. I think the photogs were like, oh, wait, hang on a second. One beat.
Well, Fiji Water posted online yesterday, poking fun at their own promotion, stating that the sequel is never as good as the original.
Well, there can be a lot said for that. That
true.
Is a true statement.
That is a true statement,
yeah.
As Hollywood finds out, or knows well by the box office. Next up, the SAG Awards and the Oscars next month. So a couple more chances of Fiji's sponsoring.
Yeah, I thought that was like, you know, we were watching the online during the Golden Globes last week, and they were like, the winner of the night is
Fiji
definitely
water.
The Fiji Water Girl, hashtag Fiji Water
she's
Girl.
Looking,
we'll see.
She's looking for her 15, about, you know, 10 more minutes.
I think
her
she's
15.
Actually a model. They hired her.
I'm sure.
Yeah. She looked genuinely happy to be there. The side eye and all of the looks she gave in the photo bombs were just priceless. Priceless.
And look what it got her.
And
notoriety. There you go.
There's her 15 minutes.
Well, so far about 5 to 10.
Okay.
She's still looking for some more. She's hoping it works into something.
It probably will.
It probably will.
You know, when she opens her mouth, though, she's probably going to have the voice of Mickey Mouse. You know how that always works that way. It's like, yeah, okay. You look good. You look good on the picture.
Well, here's my I do care news, is last night was the premiere of season 3 of Hometown on HGTV.
Oh, woo-hoo! Did you watch that?
I've already seen it.
Oh,
they released the season
premiere. Oh, a little early on the app. Okay. Right.
Ben and Aaron Napier, the hosts of the show.
Yeah.
They were discovered in a conventional but modern day way. The couple had rehabbed their own home.
Yeah.
And they were featured in a local magazine in Laurel, Mississippi. They hadn't rehabbed any other houses at that point, if you can believe that.
Well, they weren't flippers?
No. Huh. The magazine feature, it was posted on Instagram, and an HGTV exec happened to it. Contacted the Napiers about doing a show.
And there you go.
Now, one thing, though, Ben is truly, he is a master woodworker.
Right. I've watched the show.
He is. He's
got
beautiful.
A great shop there next to the railroad tracks.
Yeah.
And I love his old pickup truck.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes.
That's like just down home. I mean, the whole show is down home.
I love it.
Yeah.
Erin's actually a graphic designer.
Right. She paints, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had never rehabbed anyone's house before HGTV contacted them. Erin does the interior design of the homes, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
But it's not an interior designer by trade.
Well, no, none of them are. Usually they're the wife, and it's like, oh, hey, I'll do this.
Right.
You know, like Flip or Flop, she's a real estate agent. I mean, that's her real trade. You know, Christina El Moussa, she's not a designer by trade.
Right.
She's a realtor.
Yes. Now, Ben says he does hire professional plumbers, electricians, and carpenters.
God, I hope so.
But they don't act like they're doing it all themselves. I mean, I love that show.
Don't they have a team of people come out once the couple decides what house?
Yeah.
And they bring out blueprints.
Yes.
And it's a whole contractor team.
Architects and contractors and stuff. So it's...
So like any flip or flop show, there's a bunch of them. Basically, with the exception of maybe the Property Brothers, these guys are just there for demo and to look good. Eye candy. Right?
No, they're part of it. They're part of it. Yes, they are. They're part of it. I have their book. I got it for Christmas.
Have you read it?
Not yet.
Okay,
make something great today.
Why haven't they read it yet?
I haven't. Shut up. Still January.
Americans spend 2 hours a day reading, according to a study.
Yeah, their phones.
Unfortunately, that means their phones, too. Right. If it's not
online. I haven't even cleaned up all my Christmas stuff yet. So, back off.
It's
Boogaloo.
It's January 15th. Back off, Boogaloo. Oh, my God.
Do you realize this time in January is usually when we have our earthquake weather?
Shh.
Where it's 100 degrees.
It's pouring down rain.
I know. I love it.
You know what? You know who probably loves it, too? We don't know this for sure.
Who?
Halle Berry. She probably loves the rain, too. Hashtag Halle Berry. All right. That's going to wrap it up for us today. It should have been wrapped up a lot sooner. Enjoy your Fiji water. And
yes, I can't afford it.
I know, it's expensive, isn't it? That's like crazy expensive water.
I mean,
it's almost as expensive as the vitamin water, which
I have to get mine from the little rivers that come next to the Fiji, wherever they get theirs.
All right, cool. We're out of here. See you tomorrow, and
mine's the river tap water. That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Enjoy your tacos.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.